We'll continue down to 9 and 10.
Yep.
These are the beaver hunting and trapping petitions brought by Nancy Hilding.
Madam Chair, so we have two petitions in front of you, as was explained by Ms. Hilding, who is the petitioner on these two items. They are both similar, or I will say overlap, because there is information contained in both that are the same. And then, as Ms. Hilding explained to you, the second one provides some other options, if I may, or alternatives for the commission to consider. So with your blessing, I will just provide comments from a department overall on both of the two petitions at one time, but it will require, regardless what direction you choose to go, to take action on each petition individually for the record. So that all being said, certainly this is not a new conversation for the department, for the commission, for the public. A lot of the information was shared during the presentation that Ms. Hilding shared with you today, that staff have shared with you also. We recognize too that beaver numbers are not probably at the level that they were at one time in the Black Hills in general. As you heard from a few individuals from the public commenting, there are some places where beaver numbers are stronger than other places in the Black Hills. When we talk about beavers for us as an agency across the state, one of the items that we do substantially is beaver depredation work. And I say that as a collective state, right? I'm not just focusing on the Black Hills at the moment. But statewide, we do provide a lot of services, work with landowners in particular, other entities that do struggle with and have challenges of damaging that happens to roads, flooding that's caused and backing up on whether it's cropland, agricultural land, to other types of properties. In fact, this last year we spent well over $300,000 alone on beaver depredation work as an agency across the state. Now, from a Black Hills region, it is not at that level. We do provide services, and we do get requests for services from landowners each year in the Black Hills region on private land where some issues do occur. We work with those individuals, and typically those are removal of beavers to take care of the issue or problem that is happening there. We have a season in place, and that's one of the reasons why a season is in place, and that's part of the reason for having one year round, is so that individuals that are having issues or challenges or some type of damage being occurred, that they also have the opportunity to address it themselves. When we look at this, obviously the conversation about beavers in the Black Hills, and I want to share and make sure that you all understand as well, as we've talked with Commissioner Beese and has brought forward some ideas and concepts where we are today. We have put together a work group looking at beavers in the Black Hills. It was mentioned earlier during the petition explanation about there has not been some monitoring or survey work done on beavers in the Black Hills since well over 10 years ago, probably going on 15 years ago. Right now, we have a plan in place as an agency working with the Forest Service and other NGOs and other entities of doing a survey and monitoring work this fall. It'll be an aerial survey. And again, it's going to be somewhat replicating some of the past surveys that we can compare similar type of information. We are also looking at and exploring some other habitat ideas, because that is one of the main reasons the whole beaver conversation is in place, is talking about some of the habitat features that are created by the dams created by beavers. And we share some of those conversations about how can we do some more habitat in those riparian areas. We are looking at other avenues and doing some man-made habitat work, if I may, that the Forest Service and other entities have been using in other places, and we're looking and identifying some of those locations to implement that as well. And our staff has shared some of that information with you not too long ago in a previous commission meeting. So right now we're looking to gather more information. We're looking to identify spots to do some of this habitat work. And so when we look at these two petitions in particular from the standpoint of closing beaver trapping in the Black Hills, our recommendation to you on both of these is denial. We believe that the season structure we have in place right now is functioning well. We also believe that it is important for us to gather this information through the survey that we will do this fall to have a better understanding and handle in comparison to previous years. We believe that it would be more advantageous at this time, instead of closing, to wait, gather that information, and then we come back and have those conversations with you and determine what is our next step or what is the right appropriate action at that time. We understand that the desire there to have more beavers in some of those places, that would make sense, right? Especially on the public lands. We still know that we will have some challenges on some private lands, and we want to be able to work with those folks, especially since we know some of the situations that we deal with across the state right now. So Madam Chair and members of the Commission, our recommendation to you today is denial of these two petitions. We will continue to work with our partners, do the monitoring, gathering some more information. Once we have more information in our hand, we believe we would be at a better spot to have that conversation to determine changes to the trapping season and hunting season at that time.
All right, very good. I'm going to give some time for questions. We ended quickly when we went out of this item, and we did not offer questions for Nancy Hilding. Do we have anyone on the commission that has any questions for Nancy and the petition that she's brought forward? Any questions for Director Kirschenman? No, Commissioner Beese.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire. Yeah, thank you, Tom and Nancy, for having this discussion. I think, I guess when I listen and read about it, from my perspective, I think we're talking about reservoirs created by beavers. We're not talking about beavers, necessarily even beaver dams, but more so the reservoirs that they would create and potential wetlands for other aquatic species, you know, raising those water tables. I guess I don't see the link on carbon sequestration, oddly, but at any rate, I'm sure there are plenty of benefits. And one of the benefits of what the GFP does is they take us, you know, we locate our meetings throughout the state, and this one is here out here in Custer. And so we were able to have a nice tour this morning, and the topic came up of these reservoirs. I believe they called it an analog system or something. The biological definition of creating a man-made beaver dam. But that was something that was discussed this morning, and that's interesting. And I'm glad you discussed that here in the meeting too, because I think it's kind of getting the cart before the horse to say, let's stop trapping beavers. You know, I mean, if we can do something targeted, and these is, you know, kind of locate places which would make sense where there's adequate runoff to create a reservoir and adequate need for it, watering, water tables, what have you. I think that's a good way to go, but I don't think at this time, I don't think we should just immediately, hey, let's stop trapping beavers. It doesn't seem like the right thing for me.
Any other questions, comments? Commissioner
Beese. Just a comment. Commissioner Beese, I think this is a topic that I brought up about 3 years ago, and I think it's very important. They're a keystone species that every other species feeds off of what they can do in our, you know, in their habitat. And I'm 100% behind the department here. We're going to take some time. We're going to do our survey this fall. We're going to find out what's happening. And at that time, if the department comes back with a recommendation, yeah, we don't have them here anymore, and we need to stop and relocate or stop the trapping, I will be 100% behind that recommendation when we get our survey done.
Madam Chair, if I may respond.
Yes.
Thank you, Commissioner Beese, and we appreciate the conversations that we've had with you as well on this, as well as all the commissioners. Again, what we do recognize as an agency when we have the conversation around beavers and the dams, as you were just alluding to, Commissioner Whitmire, it is the habitat development, right, and some of the regeneration along those riparian areas, which is a key component in some areas that we've identified have been gone now for a while. And that's why we're also exploring this opportunity and venue of doing some of our, I'll say, man-made approaches to creating and trying to mimic some of that habitat restoration that beavers do themselves as well. So I think we have some really unique opportunities. We're going to continue to partner with our partners. And honestly, the number one partner in this one is the Forest Service, because a lot of these places will be on Forest Service land. But we're really going down a very positive path right now in those conversations with them and other partners, and look forward to doing more with all of them in the future.
Any additional questions or comments? Tom, once the survey begins, how long could we expect to see some data come from that?
Madam Chair, I'll have to circle back with staff. If I remember right, and Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, the survey, it is an aerial survey, so the time of it and the areas that we identify, it'll take a little time. I'm sure we'll probably, over a month time period, probably conduct the flights. Maybe it'll be a little bit longer, weather pending, identify those places. We will do our best to have some data to you by like late fall, early winter. I'm going to look at Mike if that's reasonable.
We'll start in late October. It should take roughly a couple of weeks, but again, weather plays a role and all that stuff. And then, of course, looking at the data, analyzing it, and we'll absolutely get that back.
So, for those listeners that couldn't hear Mike, he wasn't on the phone. We'll start about mid to late October. Flights will take approximately a couple of weeks, weather pending. And then we'll start analyzing the data and do some comparison to previous years. And so I would be hopeful that maybe we can bring some type of information item like at the December meeting, and we'll just see how it all plays out right leading up to that. But December, January would probably be a good time frame that we could bring some more details and information on the data collected.
Okay. Any other comments, questions? Commissioner White.
Commissioner White, Tom, we've talked about this boundary waters and other instances. This might be one where you might want to visit with some of our adjoining states on how they see this, and something that would play into our final decision here. I think it's imperative that we take their consideration into this too.
Yes.
Madam Chair, Commissioner White, obviously we do have a very close working relationship with like the state of Wyoming on many other game species, and so I know we'll have those similar conversations with them, including Nebraska as well.
I would just a comment. I concur with what's been said by my fellow commissioners. This is an important topic, and Nancy, thank you for bringing it and allowing us all to take a closer look at it. I too, though, think we need to wait. We need to allow the survey to go through, and we need to look at those numbers. And then once the department comes back, we as commissioners will have better data and science in front of us to make a more informed decision. So with that, I need a motion and a second.
Awesome.
Moved to approve the denial.
Awesome.
Second by Commissioner Spring. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Denial is approved.
So, Madam Chair, what I would recommend is that action taken right there would be for the first petition submitted by Ms. Hilding, which would have been on page 14, and then you would go to your next petition and do a similar type of action if that's your desire.
So we're going to move down to petition 190. Any questions? I know we gave the opportunity to ask questions before. Any additional questions or comments for Nancy while she's still here? Any additional questions or comments for Director Kirschman? With that, we need a motion and a second. Moved to deny by Commissioner Whitmire.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Locken. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Approval to deny is passed.
Madam Chair, if I can, I want to say thank you to folks that do bring petitions. It makes all of us think and challenge us to look at our seasons, regulations, opportunities that we offer. There was a lot of good conversation in all these petitions again, and we will circle back as an agency internally and look at some of these things and see, are there things that we can do better, things that we should consider, whether it's related to this or something that's in close proximity or similar to it. So I just want to say thank you to those folks and those continued conversations from the public.
All right, very good. We are